Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a message entitled Lessons from October 7, 2015. What are some of the lessons learned from the October 7th, 2015 failure? One lesson is the same lesson that we had learned about the five-month period in Revelation 9. Remember when we used to think that the 5 months was a literal period of time from May 21, 2011 to October 21, 2011, when the world would then end? Well, it did not end as we once thought. So we were taught by that experience that the 5 months could not be 5 literal months, but they had to be 5 spiritual months, which represents the period of time from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, however long that might be. Then we read about the 1600 days in Revelation 14, verse 20, and we discovered that 1600 literal days after May 21, 2011 fell exactly on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This excited us because we had for a long time thought that the last day would be on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, since out of the 3 major feast days, it was the only feast day which had not yet been fulfilled. And everything seemed to point to it as being the last day. But as we have now learned the hard way, the 1600 days cannot be taken literally either, but must be taken spiritually to once again represent that period of time from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, however long that may be, just as the 5 months of Revelation 9 does the same thing. But now many are asking, why would God have given us such an exact tie-in to the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles by the 1600 literal days with no consequence? Well, one reason, as I have already stated, was to teach us that the 1600 days should be taken spiritually and not literally. It represents that time period from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, in which the elect must endure many trials or testings, as symbolized by the number 1600, which equals 40 times 40, which two numbers spiritually represent trials or testings. But perhaps a second reason for the end not coming on October 7, 2015 was to reveal to us a very important juncture in the history of the flood account. That is, in the history of Judgment Day ever since May 21, 2011. Could it be that October 7, 2015, when the dry ground of heaven did not come, was a spiritual fulfillment of the earthly flood account of when Noah released the dove out of the ark, only to have had the dove return to him with no evidence of dry ground? We actually read of this account in Genesis 8, verses 8 and 9. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. Could this account represent what spiritually happened on October 7, 2015? That is, the dove, that represents the Holy Spirit, was sent out of the spiritual ark, that represents Christ, by Noah, who represents the elect, in search for dry ground that represents heaven. But the dove, that is the Holy Spirit, came back to Noah, who represents the elect, remember. He came back empty, because October 7 did not reveal the dry ground of heaven as was hoped for and prayed for through the Holy Spirit. In other words, just as Noah sent out the dove in hope with prayers that the dove would bring back some remnant of dry ground, so the elect on October 7, 2015 sent out their hopes and prayers through the Holy Spirit that the dry ground of heaven would be revealed on that day. But it was not. It is as if their hopes and prayers, that is, our prayers and our hopes through the Holy Spirit, came back to us empty, with absolutely no dry ground of heaven whatsoever. Now, if October 7, 2015 does represent that juncture in the flood account when Noah sent out the dove that returned unto him empty, then we can calculate exactly when the elect will step onto the dry ground of heaven by setting up ratios. We can do this because we know the number of days from the beginning of the flood to the day when Noah sent out the dove was 264 days. And we know that the total days of the flood was 370 days. And you can click on the link, "Is July 4th Heaven," to see how we got those number of days. Furthermore, we know that the number of years from the beginning of the flood on May 21, 2011 to October 7, 2015, when the elect hoped and prayed through the Holy Spirit that they would see heaven, was 4.38 years. And again, you can click on the link to go to the message which reveals those numbers. Therefore, we can calculate the years from May 21, 2011 to when the elect will step onto the dry ground of heaven, and I'll call that X, by setting up the following equivalent ratios. We can put 264 days, that is the length from when the flood began in Noah's day to the day when he released the dove, is 264 days, is to the total length of the flood in Noah's day, which is 370 days. So we have 264 days divided by 370 days. That ratio should equal 4.38 years. That's the total length in years from when the flood began in our day, which was May 21, 2011, to October 7, 2015. That's 4.3 years. That number is over the total length of the flood in our days, which would be the total length from May 21, 2011, all the way until heaven comes. So here we have two equivalent ratios. 264 days divided by 370 days equals 4.38 years divided by X. Now, if we solve for X, X is equivalent to the number of days total of the flood of judgment that began on May 21, 2011. Now, if we solve for X, we'll find that X equals 6.12 years. That's the total length of the flood from May 21, 2011 to when we will step on the dry ground of heaven. So by using basic math and logic, we discover that it will be 6.12 years from May 21, 2011, when the elect will step onto the dry ground of heaven, if October 7, 2015 represents that day when Noah released the dove that returned empty unto him. Now that's if, okay, and that's kind of a big if. Now, 6.12 years is equivalent to, let's just change the 0.12 into days, and we'll find that 0.12 years equals 43.8 days. So the total length of the flood from May 21, 2011 is 6 years plus 43.8 days. And if we add 6 years plus 43.8 days to May 21, 2011 on our calendar, it comes exactly to July 4th, 2017. Boy, wouldn't that be exciting if heaven actually comes on July 4th, 2017. It's Independence Day. What a day to celebrate independence if it does take place on this day. So could it be that Yahweh is showing us by allowing us to wrongly take the 1600 days literally to land on exactly the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and so making us think that the end would then come, that October 7, 2015 is not the end of the world, but it is equivalent to that day when Noah released the dove that returned empty unto him. And by doing this, having given us all the information we now need to calculate when heaven will actually come, if so, then we know that heaven will come on July 4th, 2017. But as I said, this is all dependent upon October 7, 2015, representing that day when Noah released the dove. If it does not represent this, then everything falls apart. This is why I would be looking for more evidence in the Bible to support our conclusion before there could be any degree of certainty. Nevertheless, it is clearly possible, and as such, it shouldn't be ignored, but studied more carefully for more evidence that October 7, 2015 represents that day in the flood account when Noah sent out the dove that returned unto him empty, and that July 4th, 2017 could be the day that we all look forward to when we will step into heaven forevermore. There may actually be more support for July 4th, 2017 from what we read in Ezekiel 39. There we read in verse 9, "And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. Now, we went through Ezekiel 39, verse 9 a while back, and we found that this is talking about the period of time that we're in. That is Judgment Day, when the elect are burning all the weapons of Satan. So Yahweh is revealing to us, what he's revealing to us is that during Judgment Day, beginning on May 21, 2011, the weapons of Satan are being burned in the spiritual fire. And you can click on the link and go to verse 9 of Ezekiel 38 through 39, part 5 of a study I did in the past to see this. What is so significant about this verse is that we are told that this burning of the weapons takes place for 7 years. These 7 years spiritually represent the same time period that the 5 months of Revelation 9 and the 1600 days of Revelation 14 represent, which is the time period from the beginning of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011 to the end of the world. If we just take the 7 years spiritually, then this is simply telling us that the burning of Satan's weapons will take place for the perfection of time, however long that may literally be. And of course, you can click on the link to see why that is, because of the meaning of the Bible number 7. But if the 7 years is to also be taken literally, then we are being told that Judgment Day, when Satan's weapons are being burned, will last for 7 years. And 7 exact years from May 21, 2011 would be May 21, 2018. Thus, May 21, 2018 reveals to us another possibility for the end of the world. Or could it be that the 7 years does not represent 7 full years, but just as we can say that something will be 7 years from now, and not mean that it will be 7 exact years from now, but only mean that it will be sometime over 6 years from now, so also might this 7 years of Ezekiel 39 actually end any time in the 7th year, in which case it could lend support for July 4th, 2017, because this date is actually in the 7th year from May 21, 2011. So herein we see how the 7 years mentioned in Ezekiel 39 could represent the over 6-year period from May 21, 2011 to July 4th, 2017. And so the 7 years mentioned in Ezekiel 39 may be lending support for the end coming on July 4th, 2017. But we can't say for sure, but it is possible. Now at this point, let me digress a little. And let me comment on the times we are in. Since the 1600 days are symbolic of the Day of Judgment that began on May 21, 2011, we must recognize that we are still in that day. This means that we are still to be declaring that Babylon has fallen. It has fallen ever since May 21, 2011, by coming under the spiritual wrath of God, whereby Yahweh has removed salvation from off the face of the earth. That is, ever since May 21, 2011, no one else can be saved. And it is a time wherein the elect are being tested to refine them and to reveal just who the elect are. Yahweh is making this clear by bringing upon the so-called elect certain tests. The first test for all of us, who had departed out from all the churches in obedience to the Lord's command, was May 21, 2011. Do we believe still that May 21, 2011 began Judgment Day due to all the biblical proofs and evidence? And you can refresh your memory by clicking on the link to see all the evidence and proofs. If so, we have passed the test. We have passed the test. If not, then we have not only failed the test, but have revealed ourselves to not be the elect of Yahweh. Then, the next test for all those who came out from the churches was, do we believe that Christ paid for our sins on the cross while he was on earth in 33 AD? Or have we fallen prey to the lie of the evil one that Christ paid for sins at or before the foundation of the world, which is a false gospel? And you can click on the link, the demonstration gospel is a false gospel, to see why this is. Those who believe that Christ paid for sins at or before the foundation of the world have failed the test and are revealing by this that they are not the elect of Yahweh. Now let's summarize some of the lessons we've learned from the failure of October 7, 2015. First, it is clear that the 1600 days of Revelation 14:20 are not 1600 literal days, but the 1600 days are simply symbolic of the period of testing from May 21, 2011 to the end of the world, just as the 5 months of Revelation 9 are symbolic of the same period of time of judgment. Second, we learned that October 7, 2015 was not the end of the world, but it could be a very important juncture in the flood account, which is a picture of Judgment Day when Noah released the dove that then returned empty to him? If so, then we can be fairly confident that heaven could come on July 4th, 2017. Third, we learned that the 7 years mentioned in Ezekiel 39:9 could support our date of July 4th, 2017, in that July 4th, 2017 is in the seventh year from May 21, 2011, and could thus be spoken of as 7 years from May 21. Or, the 7 years of Ezekiel 39 could represent seven exact literal years from May 21 to 2011, which could be May 21, 2018, being that day when we step into heaven. Fourth, October 7, 2015 has brought our attention to the fact that we are currently in the period symbolized by 1600 days, 40 times 40, which is symbolic of testing. So, we know that in these days we are being tested. We are tested as to whether we still believe that May 21, 2011 began Judgment Day, and we are tested as to whether we believe that Christ paid for our sins on the cross while on this earth, or whether he paid for our sins at or before the foundation of the world. Where you stand on these issues is revealing just where you stand with God. It is my hope and prayer that you are now standing with Yahweh and will stand. Now, to the true elect of Yahweh, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.